First, we go to Chicago, where the police department is busy defending itself. Videotapes have surfaced over the past few weeks showing off-duty police officers beating civilians in two separate incidents. Now, a third video is beginning to make the rounds on the internet. It shows a police officer fatally shooting an unarmed man. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
For just a few hours, the Chicago police abuse scandals took a back seat this week as stories about police bravery moved to the forefront when the city held its annual Police Recognition Awards.
It is with great honor that the superintendent of police presents the Chicago Police Department's highest award.
The ceremony stood in stark contrast to the mayor's announcement hours earlier to restructure the oversight body that investigates alleged police misconduct. The Office of Professional Standards, or OPS, is a frequent target of critics who say the civilian agency invariably sides with police officers in its investigations. The mayor now plans to give OPS subpoena power, and it would report directly to the mayor, not the police superintendent. The investigations of abuse complaints would have to be completed within 6 months.
One misconduct is one too many, and I think people want openness, transparency from the police department. And unfortunately, he said a number of instances the police department did not act, and it's perception.
The proposal comes at a critical time. The videotapes of a female bartender being pummeled by an off-duty cop in a bar, and another tape of six other off-duty officers beating up four businessmen in a downtown bar, has fueled a perception of runaway rogue cops. Although the mayor denies it, the scandals are especially harmful, coming just as Chicago is trying to push to bring the 2016 Olympic Games here. Now there's another video to explain. Security cameras here at the city's 95th Street train station captured an incident that occurred 4 years ago. That's when Officer Alvin Weems shot an unarmed man, Michael Pleasance, point blank in the head.
And it looks like he was executed.
Craig Manarino filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the city on behalf of Michael Pleasant's mother. It took him more than a year to get a video from the transit agency's security cameras to find out what exactly happened on that Saturday morning in March of 2003. That's when a friend of Michael Pleasant's got involved in a fight at the train station.
And if you read the early newspaper accounts of this event, it seems like the officer was thrust into an impossible situation where there were five or six men who were surrounding him and threatening him and attempting to take his gun.
That was a story Officer Weems and the city would continue to stick with, even though a video posted on YouTube by the Chicago Reader newspaper appeared to tell a different story. It shows Officer Weems arriving late to work, not in uniform. He would immediately pull his gun when he saw the altercation, pull Michael Pleasant's friend away, and push him up against a wall. Pleasant stands next to them. During what looks like a heated conversation, Weems shoots Pleasant in the head and later claims he feared for his life. Critics like Northwestern University's Locke Bowman have long complained that police brutality has gone unpunished for years. Bowman isn't optimistic about the mayor's plan.
That has all the earmarks of a feel-good solution.
Bowman wants Chicago to model its independent civilian agency after those in San Francisco and Seattle. But community leader Leonard Mohammed considers the changes the first step towards reducing police misconduct.
And what we're hoping that's going to happen in this process, we're going to start to see consequences like we've never seen before.
The Chicago City Council will hold hearings on the OPS reconfiguration plan. Meanwhile, Alvin Weems, who was suspended for 30 days, more than a year after the shooting death of Michael Pleasance, was promoted to detective. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.